Lewis up against the ropes. Lewis tries to push him off. He needs the assistance of the referee to do so. We're in the third round of this Pabst Blue Ribbon heavyweight bout here at San Francisco's Cow Palace. Left hand by Joe Lewis to the chin. Lewis again with a jolting left hook to the chin. Now Walker makes a bid with a left and right to the body as the bell sounds, ending round three. Hey, are you getting thirsty? Well, what'll you have?
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When golfers total up their score, wave their hands and yell out four. The four they mean and we ain't fibbing. Four cold bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon. What you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
You have
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, they're getting ready for round number four. Sam, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
Going into the fourth round of this fight now, and Joe Lewis's handlers were working feverishly over him and that mouse over the eye, and now we see it heavily greased as he comes out as the bell sounds. Beginning round four of this fight, and judging from the first blow of the fight, no one suspected it would go this far. But Walker now seems to have lost his initial stage fright, and while he is still fighting backwards most of the time, he lashes out as he does just now with a right hand to land up against the chin. Lewis catches the glove, holds on. Lewis has not been hurt at any point here, although, of course, he may be handicapped by the loss of vision out of that left eye if that mouse should continue to swell. Joe Lewis looks to be in fine shape. He rocks Walker now with a right hand to the nose. It forces Walker back once again, but Walker falls forward as he hit now the jolting left hook. Now Walker trying with the left and right, and they skip over the shoulders of Joe Lewis, who steps the punch nicely. Walker has Lewis up against the ropes in a neutral corner, and referee Frank Brown moves in to pot the two boys. Now they're out in the center of the ring once again. Lewis tries with the left hand, misses, but scores with the right hand just under the chin. Now Lewis leaping after Walker with a light left jab. Walker comes into the fray, attacking Lewis with a light left jab. Lands just lightly, feebly, without too much power. The referee parts them as Lewis catches the glove, and they go into a clinch. Now Lewis whistles across with the left hook and tries with the right cross, moving up against the ropes. And now Lewis rocking Walker once again with a hard, jolting right hand. But Walker stayed on his feet nicely. We thought that had the full impact of Lewis's weight behind him. Walker fell forward, landed up against Lewis's shoulder, and held on. Lewis now with a rousing left hook once again. And Walker walks Joe Lewis all the way up against the ropes as he caught the glove. Hung on to Lewis's elbows. There's a hard right hand to the body and a hard left and right by Lewis to the chin, all by Lewis. Now Lewis backs up against the ropes again as Walker falls against him. This is an unusual technique that Andy Walker has when he's hit, instead of falling backwards, falling forward and falling on the glove. Now Walker, Lewis, the marksman, sharpshooter, hard right to the chin, left hand to the chin by Joe Lewis, and the great brown bomber moves Walker off of him, rocks him with a left hook, and Walker is falling through the middle strands of the rope. He's taking a count, but he's on his feet. And Andy Walker looks a little bit dazed. It was a left hook that knocked him to the middle strand of the rope. Now Lewis moving toward Walker. Walker falls up against him once again. Now Joe Lewis measuring Walker, knocks him through the middle strand of the rope, and Walker catches Lewis around the knees. A tackle hanging on here in round four, and Walker is in distress. Joe Lewis with the right hand curling to the back, to the kidneys. Walker rushes Lewis, but runs into a sharp, jolting left hook by Joe. Lewis now calmly swings up against the ropes, gets impetus from it, and rocks Andy Walker with a left hook to the chin. Joe Lewis measuring Andy Walker, but Andy Walker comes running in, runs into a hard right hand. One, two, three, by Joe Lewis. Walker swings out with a rapier-like left hook, but it misses as Joe Lewis falls back up against the ropes and calmly watches Walker's punches whistle by him. They seem to be desperation punches, but now Walker attacks Lewis once again, comes forward with left and right, and Andy Walker weathered a very hectic round for the California heavyweight champion, who was in distress and twice knocked through the central strands of the ropes here at San Francisco's Cow Palace, where this heavyweight bout is being held between Joe Lewis, the ex-heavyweight champion of the world, and Andy Walker, the California state heavyweight champion. Carol Hanson.
Well, Sam, this we have to say for Andy Walker. He absorbed everything that Joe Lewis was able to dish out in that particular round, the fourth round. And while coming in on those clinches, and as Sam told you, falling into Joe Lewis, that odd style that he has of coming out of a clinch, falling in, he was able to sustain himself throughout the remainder of the round. For a moment, it looked very shady for him. But he managed to hang on, and believe it or not, at the end of the bell, he was still throwing in some punches. We might add that this bout here tonight is outdrawn. 10 of Lewis's championship fights here in the San Francisco Cow Palace, where some 17,000 fans are watching. Well, are you ready to go, Sam? Round five.
Thank you, Carol. Moving into round five, and Walker is quickly off the stool, coming out and strikes the first blow, gets off first with the left hand. It's a light jab to the face. Now Walker tries again. Now Joe pushes him off. He's had enough of that. Moves in with a hard left hook to the jaw by Joe Lewis. Walker comes in with a left hook to the body, his first body blow of the fight, and Lewis just pushes him away. Lewis now out with the left jab. Lewis working his right hand infrequently, just biding his time and waiting for a chance to really deliver it. Now Joe Lewis rocks Walker once again with a right hand to the chin, tries another right hand, that's on the shoulder, and then a left hook by Joe Lewis. And Andy Walker tries to bowl Lewis up against the rope, slips, almost falls, hangs on. Lewis very calmly, disdainfully, almost scornfully, moves in with a right hand to the chin by Joe Lewis. And there's a hard right to the body, and I think that is going to hurt Walker. This may be the beginning of the end. Another hard to the hard right to the body by Joe Lewis. And Walker falls forward instead of backward, however. But Joe just pushes him off, throws the right hand up against the chin. Lewis very calm, cool, unperturbed about it all. Tries a long, swinging right hand uppercut, but it's short this time. Now Lewis pulls Walker back into his own corner. Then he pulls him out of it and throws a hard right hand up against the nose and draws blood. And we see claret for the first time in this fight as Walker is bleeding from the nose. Walker tries with an overhand right and misses. Lewis slips the punch, comes up with a counter punch with a right hand. Right hand to the body by Joe Lewis. Has Walker in a neutral corner. And the great international favorite, Joe Lewis, now has Walker backed up against the ropes with the left hand. We say international favorite like our sponsor, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now Joe turns Walker around, pushes him up against the ropes, flies out with a left hand to the face and a right hand to the body. But Walker, although constantly seeming to be on queer street and on rubbery legs, keeps falling forward, which is a good trick if you can do it, and Walker has mastered it. Where he learned it, I don't know, but he falls forward instead of backward. He's taken a lot of solid punches to the chin. Joe Lewis now striving for a knockout. He's not had one in the comeback trail as he seeks another fight. Now Walker turns away from Joe Lewis, turns his back on him, and walks away. And I think Andy Walker may almost have had enough. Joe Lewis has Walker and pummeling him in a neutral corner, right hand to the body. All right, Joe Lewis. And the ex-heavyweight champion rocks Walker the left of the chin. I think Frank Brown may be getting ready to stop the fight. He's starting in to part them. No, he didn't stop it. He moved in. I thought he was going to raise Joe's hand. Walker is just leaning against Joe, and Joe can't push him off. Walker, on very rubbery legs indeed, now leans up against Joe. Joe with a left hook. I thought the bout might be over right there. There's another left hook by Joe Lewis. And Joe with a left misses with a right hand. Walker slips the punch. And we have 10 seconds to go now in this fifth round. And Walker leading heavily against Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis pushes him off, comes up with a left-hand uppercut. Walker tries the punch, almost his first one of the round. It's a right hand to the jaw, but feeble. And then Joe Lewis content to just stand there. Let Walker back him up against the ropes. Walker scores with a light left jab to the chin. Walker comes up with a jolting right uppercut to the chin. And Andy Walker weathered the round. Now he comes over facing us to his stool in the red corner here from where we're working. And Andy Walker's a very, very tired boy. Carol Hanson.
What everybody is saying in this great Cow Palace tonight is what's keeping Andy Walker up. How he does it, we don't know. Well, any second now, when that friendly bartender asks you, what'll you have? Don't hesitate, my friend. Tell him you want the number one international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. And when we say anywhere, we mean just that. Because year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is exported than any other American beer. Yes, when it comes to beer, Pabst Blue Ribbon is really the world's champion. Let's see what happens in round number six, Sam.
Carol, referee Frank Brown came within a whisker of stopping that fight in that round. I thought he moved in fact, to stop it. Then when he came in, he saw that Walker had tied up Lewis's gloves and was resting there. He thought he'd wait a second. And when he did, Walker came out with a sort of a light punch, so he let it go. And Andy Walker weathered the round. The pattern of this fight has been very much the same throughout. As Lewis has scored with heavy punches, tries with the left hand now as the bell has sounded and begins the sixth round of this fight. Lewis now is stalking Walker a little more intently, moving Walker back. Walker, of course, has been in retreat almost all the time. And now Lewis scores with a hard left to the chin of Andy Walker and follows it up with a terrific right cross to the body just over the belt line, scoring almost to the solar plexus. Now a left hand by... Now Walker rushes Joe Lewis, tries with the left hand, but it's blocked. And Walker winces and grunts. Oh, as Lewis scores with a hard right to the body. Lewis follows it up with the left and right to the chin. The Brown Bomber now measuring Walker and trying to find the formula for administering the final punch. Scores with the right hand to the side, but Walker, rubbery as he is, and weaving as he is, nevertheless seems to stay on his feet.
Come on, Eddie.
He was knocked twice through the ropes, but never has hit the floor. Did not hit the floor. Incidentally, Walker has not been knocked out at any time, has not hit the floor, although he has lost a number of fights and does not have too impressive a record, truth to tell. Now Walker pulls Lewis over up against Joe Lewis's corner, but he is not hitting as he goes. He merely digs in and wrestles Joe Lewis back. Lewis permits himself to be bowled and mauled over into a neutral corner, and now he scores with a hard right hand to the chin, and Andy Walker takes the left and right, and he's going to go down. He sways up against the ropes. He's knocked up against the ropes, and he's taking a count. He fell against the ropes. It's a count of six, seven. He's not down, but coming over. Now Walker comes over to the center of the ring, and Joe Lewis did not follow up at all. He just turned his back. Lewis tries with a left hook. Another rousing left hook, and Walker again falls against the ropes instead of the canvas. He was hit hard. Now Walker is really weaving and wobbling, and Joe Lewis just bides his time. He is not following up killer fashion, but just waiting to deliver the proper punch. Scores with a left hand to the chin, and he has given Walker time to recuperate. Walker has come out of this, and it looks as though Joe possibly may be carrying Mr. Walker just a little bit. He has not followed up with these tremendous punches. And Walker has been fortunate enough to fall against the ropes twice instead of against the canvas. And he is rested there. Now they're fighting chin to chin in the very center of the ring. Walker comes out with the left and right, but Lewis has the left up against Walker's chin. Walker moving his gloves up against the body and pushes Joe Lewis back up against the ropes. Lewis has not been hurt at any point. Lewis with a hard left hook to the chin and then a right hand. And again, Walker turns away from him. Now Lewis trying to push Walker off of him. Here's a left hook and a right hand. And Walker is knocked half the distance across the ring, but stays up. Hard right hand by Joe Lewis once again. And then Walker comes lunging forward, falls into Joe's gloves, and ties them up and leans heavily against Joe Lewis. Walker has been a sick boy since the first punch of this fight that Joe Lewis has thrown. 10 seconds to go here in the sixth round of this fight, and Walker is in his characteristic pose, leaning heavily against Joe Lewis, and Joe permits it. Joe comes in with a hard left to the body, starts to throw right as the bell sounds, ending round six. Sam, Andy Walker took a lot of punishment during the course of that round, but apparently he's still on his feet, and the seconds are working feverishly to bring him out of it. But right now, we'd like to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The voice of the Magic City, KBMY in Billings.
Sitting right next to Andy Walker's corner here, there was some doubt for a moment whether he would come out for the seventh round, but Mike DeCiano, the rest of his boys, the trainers in there, appear that he's all right. Now, Sam Balder, let's go.
Thank you, Carol Hansen, and we're going into the seventh round of this fight. Further than it looked as though this fight would go, and they poured nearly a quart of water over Andy Walker here, some of it spraying on Carol Hansen and myself here as they try to revive him. Andy comes out, appearing revived, tries with a left hand to the body, and pummels a left hand and a right hand to the body of Joe Lewis. But Joe is not at all hurt by the punches, and now we have not noticed the mouse over the under Joe Lewis's left eye swelling at all, and I think Joe has the situation under control, so it would appear. But Walker now lashes out with a left and right to the chin. I don't think they hurt Joe, but they scored. And now Lewis rocks Walker with a left hand to the chin, and then still another one. And Joe shows signs of his old smoothness here, like smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now Walker leans heavily against Joe Lewis once again. Lewis disengages himself and comes in with a rousing left hook to the body, and these are hurting Andy Walker, and the toll is beginning to tell. Andy Walker, however, leans heavily against Joe Lewis once again, pushes him over toward the ropes as this takes on a familiar pattern, and some of the galleryites here at the San Francisco Cow Palace now beginning to clap their hands just a little bit, thinking that Joe has been carrying Mr. Walker just a little bit. Lewis now looks at Walker once again, throws a left hand to the body, a right hand to the body by Joe Lewis, and Walker falls against Joe, but Joe turns away from him this time, has him in a neutral corner, throws a hard right hand up against the body, allows himself to be bowled back now, but then stops, throws a left hook to the head of Andy Walker, and now Andy is breathing freely from the nose, right and left by Joe Lewis, rousing punches, and whipping across, ripping a hard right hand by Joe Lewis to the jaw, and then again to the nose, a left hook by the Brown Bomber, but he missed with a hard right hand. And Walker slipped the punch and moved away. Walker starts to move in, guard held high, up close to the chin, moving in. And then Walker throws a left hook up against the chin of Joe Lewis. It didn't disturb Joe at all. Now Joe, aiming toward the body as they're chin to chin, has a short jolting uppercut to the chin of Andy Walker, but misses with a left hand. Joe now moves Andy Walker back once again. Joe tries with the right hand that goes over the head
of Andy Walker. And Walker staggering, and Walker takes a hard left hook, and Walker is reeling once again, falls up against the ropes, and through, and he's sitting on the strand. He's taking another count. The count is five. It's six. Seven, but he's standing. He's standing, and they come back into the center of the ring once again as he takes the count of eight, the required count by California law. Frank Brown giving it to him. Now Walker leans against Joe Louis, and Louis can't seem to push him off, or Joe won't push him off. Joe stands there and permits Walker to lean up against him, and Joe has not thrown a punch here. Now Joe counters with a left hook, and Walker with a left hand to the chin. Now Joe tires of it, moves away, tries with the left hand against Andy Walker, and misses. 10 seconds now into the close of this seventh round. Walker takes a hard right to the chin and a jolting left hook by Joe Louis as Joe slugs him hard with that left hand. But Walker falls against Louis, and Louis now rattles Walker with left and right to the head as the bell sounds, ending round seven.
A tired Andy Walker droops over to his corner as the seconds rush in to try to get him in shape for round number eight. If you've got some friends there with you, now's the time to ask them that question they all want to hear. What'll you have? Chances are they'll answer, Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Yes, it's the beer with a flavor the whole world knows. For Pabst Blue Ribbon is not only a favorite here in America, it is served and enjoyed in countries throughout the world. Year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is exported than any other American beer. It truly is the number one international favorite. How about a glass right now? What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Thank you, Carol Hansen. We're going into the eighth round of this fight. And I...